It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
24 hours a day, the best and most country is right here on The Pig, 103.9, mypigradio.com. The Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends, brought to you by Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible. Millway with three locations to serve you in our area. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for the area until 8:30, pretty much the entire listing area, as a line of thunderstorms, some of them severe, moving through the area.
Yes.
So, you know.
Be watchful.
Be watchful. We'll keep you up to date if anything changes off that. But we could have, obviously, some heavy rain, lightning, and some hail and other bad stuff that we don't like.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do?
We have some good news.
What are you going to do? We're just going to continue on. That's what we're going to do. We have some good news. Yes, we do, because we got a friend. Actually, we've got two friends, guests from the community coming in this morning. We got Coach Harrell, who is the offensive line and football coach and the power lifting coach at Texas High. And we got Marissa Paez, who is a power lifter who has set the bar high.
She really did.
She really is. We are so proud to have both of you in here today. Now, Marissa, I'm reading off my cheat sheet here, but you competed and placed second in the regional meet to qualify for the state meet, which is going to be held down in Corpus Christi on March 19th, the first female powerlifter to make it to the state powerlifting in Texas high school history.
Yes, sir.
That Amazing. Is very, very, very impressive. I want to tell you that right now.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Let's talk about you a little bit, though.
Yeah, like...
Yeah, your background, you told us on Facebook that originally you were from far west Texas, out in Lubbock.
Yes, sir.
The beautiful city of Lubbock, where they have no trees, and do they have any grass out
tumbleweeds.
There?
Tumbleweeds.
Tumbleweeds, okay.
Yes, sir.
Right. I've heard a lot about Lubbock and Amarillo and all that. I've never been there. But fortunately for us and for you, you made it to Texarkana way back when you was about three, right?
Yes, sir.
And so Texas High, Tiger, what made you decide in middle school that I think I'm going to do this powerlifting thing?
Well, I didn't quite start in middle school. I started my senior year.
Okay.
So
this year.
Yes, this year.
But you started lifting weights in middle school because you did discus and shot put.
Yes, sir.
And so you got to be strong to do that.
Yes.
To do it well.
Yes, because it's all depending on distance. I mean, and you're throwing an 8-pound ball in track for shot and a discus, like, I don't know, 1.5 kilograms, something like that.
Right.
So you have to go for distance. There has to be strength behind it.
So obviously you started the weightlifting part of it, but this is the first year for powerlifting, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, see that, Coach, that's pretty amazing that this is her first year for powerlifting, and we're going to stay.
And she's breaking records.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable what she's done. You know, like I said, the hard work and everything that she's put in to this point, you know, it really doesn't surprise everyone that knows her. It's not really that big a surprise just from how hard she works and how dedicated she is. So she deserves everything good that happens, for sure.
And
the way she works.
Yeah, you were talking about the fact that on the Facebook that she's kind of the whole deal, because you know, you can be good at sports, but then you're not responsible, or you don't make very good grades, or you have to be called five times to make sure you're going to be somewhere. That is not Marissa.
No, she's definitely one of our model students, for sure, at Texas High. She's always, like I said, where she's supposed to be. She's always has good grades. There's never any kind of behavioral issues. She's a leader amongst all her classmates, for sure. And she's fun to be around. And everything that you could say good about a student, that's what she is to us as coaches, for sure.
And I know that makes your life a lot easier.
It does. It
and
makes
her
it
parents.
A lot easier.
And her parents' life a lot easier.
She has great parents. They're really nice folks. And you can tell they did a really good job.
Yes, they did.
Raising Marissa. And so we're excited for her. Mm-hmm. You know, we look forward to watching her compete and see what happens.
You said that your dad was in
powerlifting.
Yeah,
tell us about this family history. Yeah.
Okay. He started powerlifting back in his junior year. He was a big guy. He played football. Uh-huh. So, you know,
he was built for it.
Yes, he was built. And he just did it 1 year, and he ended up making it to state. And
fantastic. So it was genetically there.
Yeah.
Like father? Like daughter?
Yes, yes.
That's great. So I know he's got to be proud.
Yes, he's very proud. He also made, I guess he got second in his region back whenever he was in high school. Uh-huh. So while we were there, we ended up taking our picture together with our medals because we got second. So
yeah.
He was cheesing pretty hard.
Of course he was.
That is all cool. Well, hang around. We're going to talk more with Marissa about powerlifting and how much she's lifting, because some of those numbers are kind of amazing.
Crazy good.
To me. But we are very, very proud of her and wish her the best of luck as she goes to Corpus Christi and state and powerlifting from Texas High. 24 hours a day, the best of most countries right here on The Pig, 103.9, mypigradio.com. This would be news time, but we've already had news a couple of times this morning. And we will tell you that there is a severe thunderstorm warning in effect across the area, pretty much the entire listening area, due to a line of severe storms moving through. So watch out for heavy rains, frequent lightning, maybe some large hail and high winds in certain areas.
Yeah.
Won't be affecting the entire listening area, but keep an eye on it. We'll keep an eye on it as well. But our new sponsor is Oak Creek Furniture.
American made.
Quality furniture, and you can purchase that right in Bowie County. But since we did news a couple times, our news this time is our guest.
Yes.
And our guest, our Coach Harrell, who coaches offensive line football at Texas High, but also we're in here really talking about the fact that he coaches powerlifting, and he has got one of his prize athlete, or student athletes, I'll put it that way. Marissa Paez is in here, and she is going to state Corpus Christi, the meet down there. First female to ever make it to state powerlifting from Texas High. She placed second in the regional meet to qualify. And you, my friend, are going to be very close, if not there, for an associate's degree by the time you finish high school. If you don't have it, you're going to be very close. That's a great thing.
That was so smart.
Your parents are going to love that.
Yes, sir.
They saw the money savings.
Yeah,
it's a smart.
You're doing that.
It's a very smart thing. And I see you want to be a pharmacy tech. Right? Is that what you? Or you're getting?
I kind of want to start off there. It's, uh-huh. It's just to get a basic job during college,
uh-huh.
And then from there, I want to go to school to be a physical therapist.
A physical therapist. Yes. Well, that's
fantastic.
A great thing too. Kind of stay in that realm: physical therapy,
yep.
Athletics. That's good.
Sports,
right.
Medicine.
Now,
yes.
Talk about this. This weightlifting, the numbers we're talking about.
Yeah.
Here. Now, when you started out, obviously, when you started out lifting weights back in middle school, the numbers were reasonable and low.
Yes, very low.
But talk about how you progressed to what your personal bests are now.
I had coaches really work with me a lot of the time. We have summer workouts, and early in the morning, I would go lift, and it just increased over time. I wasn't very strong at the very beginning of the season, but over time, going in, getting the reps in, working on my form, I was able to, increase in my weights. So.
Yeah, and I, just from watching weightlifting before, and the only time I've ever watched it would be on TV.
Right.
Because I've never been to a meet, but the people that do it make it look so easy.
Right.
And it's not. Because you got to have right form, right?
Yes.
Coach, you got to have good form.
Yes, there's a lot of different...
Yeah.
There's a lot of technique and a lot of commands, and everything's, the lift is based off judges' hand motions and, guidance keywords, mm-hmm. and things like
it's
that.
It's not as simple as it
No, it's not just go up there and do the weight. There's a lot of technique involved, and if your foot moves, mm-hmm. or if your head moves or any kind of thing goes wrong, there's three sets of lights, and you got to get two green lights for the lift to be good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so if you get two red lights, it doesn't count. So there's a lot of different, there's three judges set up on each side of the platform judging certain aspects of the lift. And mm-hmm. Everything has to be, good for it to count. So it's not just go up there and just struggle as hard as you can with,
right.
Every ounce of energy you got. Like, yeah. For instance, on bench, if your feet move, it's uh-huh. a red. If your feet move, it disqualifies. If your feet come off the ground, if your back comes off the bench, if your head moves, if your arms move, if you... there's a whole bunch, not just lay down and bench press,
right,
or squat or deadlift. So there's a lot of different things that can go wrong. So we try to eliminate all the bad, technique, to,
right.
really for safe, the safety of the athlete and things
right.
like that. But it's that when it all comes down to it, you got to be able to do the weight as well. So it's a fine line in there between doing, correct technique and being strong. So.
Well, that makes it even more impressive. Now, Marissa, tell us about your personal best: squat, bench, deadlift.
Yes. Here at this past meet at regionals, mm-hmm. And it ended up increasing. So,
okay.
It was 365 for squat, 150 for bench, and 330 for deadlift.
All right.
Yes, sir.
That's amazing.
I can't even comprehend it.
Yeah.
I mean,
I can't lift anything anymore.
Like, okay, so I know if I need something moved, I can call Marissa and she's going to come.
I am moving in a couple. You and your dad stop by.
She will take care of the problem for you. All right, now we're going to continue one more break. We'll continue talking with Marissa and Coach Harrell, and we're just enjoying having you guys in this morning.
Yeah, thanks for coming in.
All right, more of the best and most country continues on the Pig, and we'll keep them around for one more break. That's Joe Nichols on the Pig, 103.9 MyPigRadio.com, The Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends. And our friends, our guests from the community today are Coach Harrell, offensive line coach for the football team and powerlifting coach, and Marissa Paez, first female from Texas High to make it to the state for powerlifting. This is her first year to powerlift, of all things. But, of course, it's in the genes. Her dad did the same thing.
Right.
Many, many years ago, he did the same thing. So congratulations to you. Now, the itinerary, you said you're leaving on Friday?
Yes, sir. We're leaving Friday morning.
You guys are flying out.
We're flying out Friday morning. I believe it's 6:30, and we'll get to Corpus around probably 10:30, 10:45. And so that, and the weigh-in, her division weigh-in will be around 5 o'clock that afternoon. Uh-huh. So we'll get there, get a chance to eat some lunch and kind of have a little downtime before, you know, she has to weigh in.
Yeah.
And then there's an early weigh-in that starts at 5, and then if for some reason you don't make weight, girls can weigh in the next morning as well. So I wanted to get there a little early to give her a little time to get off her feet from traveling.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Well, that beats the heck out of driving. It takes forever to get here from Corpus Christi to here.
It does. Our athletic director was really supportive of Pi and, you know, all the sports, you know, football, especially for football, they spend a lot of money and they try to travel us as good as they can. And, and he does that same for every sport, you know, whether it's golf or tennis or girls powerlifting, you know, they try to give us the best that they can, you know, with all the, you know, through our school district. And so we're very fortunate to be able to, you know, hop on a plane and get out there pretty quick. That way you don't have to spend 10 hours, 11 hours driving all the way to Corpus.
So it's good to have the district, the administration, and obviously the athletic director behind all the sports to help you out that way. And the athletic director's name escapes me right now.
Jerry Stanford.
Thank you. All I can think of when I think about him, now I'm telling you, when I think of half the time, and I'm bad with names sometimes, I can't ever remember his name sometimes, but then I remember he's that nice guy.
he is.
You know what I'm saying?
He is.
He's that nice coach, that nice guy. That's how I remember him as because I've met him a few times, but I have trouble sometimes with names. What are you looking at? So
just reading what day it is again.
It's St. Patrick's Day.
Well, there's lots of other stuff on your screen.
Okay. Well, hey, before we leave and we say our good lucks and everything.
Yes.
I did want to find out, what is your favorite kind of cookie? It's chocolate chip cookie week this week, but what is your favorite kind of cookie? They say your favorite kind of cookie says a lot about your personality. What's your favorite kind of cookie, Marissa?
I would have to say either chocolate chip or an Oreo.
Chocolate chip or an Oreo.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's see. Coach Harrell, you got a favorite cookie?
I kind of like the white macadamia nut.
I don't know if they have those on here or not. Let's see. Chocolate chip. Okay. It says you're as American as apple pie. And later on, when you're old enough to raise your own kids, they're going to have traditional values that you treasure.
I like that.
Okay. But you said you also like Oreos.
Yeah. And that's
those would be sandwich cookies.
Right.
Let's see. Whether you eat the cream filling first or dunk them in milk, your choice says you're a creative person with a vivid imagination, and you're the center of attention when there's get-togethers and happenings. Does any of that match you?
Chocolate chip match.
Chocolate chip match.
Okay, chocolate chip matches her.
Yes.
All right.
Now, on the Oreo thing, do you eat the whole thing at once, or do you take them apart?
Apparently that's
I like to dip it in milk. I like to dip it in milk.
You're the dunker in milk.
Do you rinse the glass afterwards?
I do, yes.
Thank you.
Yes. I wash the dishes too, so.
Anna, you like any cookies?
Oatmeal?
Oatmeal. Yeah, it's down here. Homespun. Down to earth. Comfy as a pair of slippers.
Awesome.
You're
nice.
A genius at making others feel loved.
Aww.
Aww. Generous spirit. Aww. Practical approach to problems. Well, you are a problem solver.
Creator. I thought you were going to say. Okay, so give Coach all of them so he can pick one.
Well, let's see. You got shortbread, oatmeal, sugar cookies, Fig Newton, sandwich cookies, vanilla wafers, graham crackers, ginger snaps, or chocolate chip.
Those are your choices.
I would probably go with chocolate chip.
Okay, yeah. So you're the All-American.
I'm kind of like Marissa, too. It's kind of like chocolate chip, Oreo.
Yeah.
Both of them are very good.
Yes.
It's hard to choose. All right. So that's supposedly that says something about your personality, but we like to play games with people when they come in.
Yes.
But Marissa, good luck on the trip down there to you're already a winner. It's going to be a great experience. We think you're amazing. And good luck in this, and good luck in your career as a physical therapist. Is what you want to do.
Yes,
all right,
sir.
Coach Harrell, have a good trip, and thank you for coming in as well.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. We appreciate you.
All right, appreciate you, and good luck.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.